Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Pesachim Tzadi Dalet, Pesachim 94a, pagination is 187. We'll start on the bottom of the page, one line up. De Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a statement from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The topic is Nebuchadnezzar, a wicked person who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar, we're told, was a very short person, but a very haughty person. And as we'll see over here, he's willing to take on God. Omer Rabbi Yechinen ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechinen ben Zakkai said, Matshuva Hashivaso Basko Lo'oso Rosha. What was the response from heaven when this wicked one, B'shosha Omer, when he said the following, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Yudalid, Ale, Albama say of Edme lo Elyon. I'm going to go up and I'm going to equate myself with the higher one, with Hashem himself. I'm his equal, Nebuchadnezzar said. Big shot. Yotzis Abaskol came out and rebuked him. Now, part of the rebuke is straight away in the Pasuk. The Mitzudas David points out that Pasuk Yudalit is connected with the Pasuk after it, Pasuk Tesvav, in which the Pasuk says, El Sha'ol Turad, you think you're going to go up all the way and you're going to fight with Hashem. The truth is you're going down to the abyss, to Gehenim. But our Gemara develops it, Va'omralo, and says to him, Rasha ben Rasha, wicked one, the son of the wicked one, ben Benosham Nimrod Arasha, descendant of Nimrod, Shehimrid Eskala Olam Kulo Alai Bemalchuso, who caused the entire world to rebel against Hashem through his kingdom. Now, Nimrod is the same as Amraphel, we're told, and Amraphel is because he threw Avram into the Kivshan HaEsh, into the fiery furnace, because Avram believed in monotheism. So we get an impression of who this Nimrod is, who this Amraphel person is. If he's willing to throw Avram into the furnace, obviously he had outlawed the belief in Hashem in one God. He was promoting idol worship. And when he was threatened in his state-mandated idolatry, he took great action against Avram, or certainly attempted to do so. And Hashem compares Nebuchadnezzar to this Nimrod, who behaved in such a fashion to believe in idol worship and to be so bold about it. And Hashem says, Kama shenosav shal adam, how many are the years of a human being? Shivim shana, 70 years. V'migvura shmonim shana, if you go big, you go to 80 years. Shenemar, it's based on a posuk. Yimei shana senevim shivim shana, v'migvura shmonim shana, 70 or 80. And Hashem does the comparison of what kind of plan your grandiose plan really is. Min ha'aretz ad lo rakia, from the earth until the heavens, is ma'ala chamesh me'os shana, a distance of 500 years. Now, what exactly this means, but it's a great distance, and you are a puny little person, and with 70 or 80 years as your allotment, you're going to do a distance of 500 years? What exactly are you thinking? And that is one of the rebukes to Nebuchadnezzar, that it just doesn't make sense. You're taking on something that doesn't make any sense. Hashem is far greater than you. It's interesting that this Gemara is saying that from the heavens, from the vastness of heavens, described as 500 years, whatever exactly that means, but from the vastness of heaven, Hashem is rebuking Nebuchadnezzar. He should get the message. What's interesting is that today, as science progresses, there are two schools of thought, as if nothing changed. There's one school of thought of scientists and other knowledgeable people who find out more about creation and are all the more impressed and reverent regarding the Creator. And there are others who have the feeling the more they acquire knowledge, they feel somehow that because they know a little bit about it, they've conquered it. And they feel very powerful. There was an expression from a well-known Jewish politician who was very angry with the religious Jews. So she made a comment, "We, modern man, have sent man to the moon, and they, the religious Jews, still teach that God created the world in 6 days." What does one have to do with the other? We sent man to the moon, and God created the world in 6 days. But there is a temptation of mankind, the more that we find out, to either, of course, have reverence, or to feel that I've conquered it. It's now mine. I've managed to get to the moon. And therefore what? And the correct perspective is described by the Navi Yeshaya, Su'umaro meinechem, raise to the heavens your eyes, Uru'u, see, mi bara ele, and think, who created all this? And it's supposed to be a source of reverence when we talk about the human body and its sophistication. So one can say, well, now we can do heart transplants. Very nice. But who created it to begin with? And who gives you the wisdom? And who grants you success? And whose world is it? You're a guest here. And the person has very far-reaching plans, which in certain ways is the legacy of Avodah Zarah. Hashem did create it, but I can manage to circumvent that relationship, which for whatever reason, I don't want to have that relationship, and instead try to get whatever it is that I want from the rain god and from the sun god and from whatever it is that a person chooses to imagine is the source. Whether it is the source, it's not. Whether it's a conduit, perhaps it is a conduit. But the mitzvah that we have is to turn to Hashem directly and to recognize that all goodness, all accomplishment, everything that's in existence is an emanation from Hashem himself, and not to look for ways to circumvent that great relationship that Hashem offers us and expects of us. Have a wonderful day.